Yeah. We back on this comeback shit. We trying. I know last time was a little bit distorted, and we don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Go suck your mama.
We're just doing a little test ring.
Yeah, so let's take it and get off the head and take that sticky shit like.
Trust.
Yeah. So yeah, we back here on the scumbag shit. Your boy Matt Marb, you know what I'm saying? We got
Young the Baptist.
We got Christopher Smollier in this motherfucker.
Saran Satisfaction. That's my name.
Saran.
Saran.
Nigga, you liked that name for real back in the day, Saran.
That's
nigga.
My middle name.
I was about to say, that's a real name. I hadn't heard that before, nigga, Saran. Yeah, no, that is real.
God bless the
arrow, the weird middle name, my brother.
No, God bless the missing. Donetta love that name.
Oh, man, she love that name. But she love my name.
Let me tell you one thing.
Your name, nigga. She was like, she wasn't really in the high yellow niggas like that, really.
You know, man, back then, nigga, you was Manila. What are you talking about?
I
mean, nigga. Man, this goddamn T.I. shit, boy.
Hey, boy, T.I. coming ready, ain't it?
I don't know if these niggas listen to the last cast, but man.
I feel like T.I. heard me talking that shit earlier to my damn boy. When I think about it, 50 fire though, man.
As fuck.
And I'm like, damn, now we about to see what's up.
We about to see what's up. And he made that shit be about a New York, Atlanta thing, North-South thing.
He wanted that shit.
Made it be about that, nah.
He stayed talking about that shit on the podcast about how his daddy was from New York and shit. He used to go out there and the niggas call him country and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to be like, all right.
And then coming down, hitting my goddamn barbecue stand in my goddamn food truck. And my rec pool.
Pull up, nigga. Hey, bring your best. I want your catalog, nigga. Say he want his nigga catalog.
I gotta smoke with your catalog this time.
Oh, you good. That nigga. Veteran, excuse me. I'm talking,
man, this is what I said. I told a nigga.
Wayne was the greatest, and the nigga said, nah.
But who's going to. Ain't nobody about to call Wayne out like that. Who going to call Wayne out like T.I. called 50 out?
Nobody else.
Period.
Unless it was T.I., but T.I. fought with Wayne, so it ain't going to be nothing that he
50,
did.
And
he
50 did it. The interview. It's 50. So crazy. We was talking about all three of these artists.
Today, nigga.
Today, this
that nigga
morning.
Heard us. That nigga say, man, I heard y'all, boy, man. NSA had me on, plugged me in the call, man. I heard y'all niggas was on three-way talking about it. Cause you heard that nigga talking about, man, y'all motherfucker, I'm tired of motherfucking talking about it. I say, damn, y'all been talking about it too?
Y'all been talking
that
about
mean,
it.
That mean, that nigga Smoke hit it on the head, boy. 50 and T.I. I say, man, boy, you might have got you one right though. Cause 50 is my nigga, man. Tip my nigga for real. But 50 definitely.
50 had more.
2002, I was in Orlando.
50 albums.
Go shorty. It's your birthday.
50 fucking Get Rich or Die Trying was more successful than most niggas' albums. So
yeah, but
it's bigger than that. I don't give a fuck
based
about the sales.
Yeah.
When T.I. come in that bitch playing, he can't even play the whole song. He just gotta keep saying it, playing him saying it.
Oh, yeah, nigga. I forgot about that, too. That wasn't even on the list that you said. We was reading
that's
off
what I'm trying to tell you. Neither was I'm in the club.
Tip coming with 20, man.
Get Rich or Die Trying. Get Rich or Die Trying is 20.
Must have heard that. I get money. I said, oh, man, I forgot about that. Run New York. Oh, shit, that was a hit, man. Certified.
Extremely.
Man, that's what the play was for today.
Man. What happened with this little nigga that did this,
Pedophile
faggot shit.
Chomo Geraldo.
Yeah, this nigga here.
Man.
They called the man.
Man, they say he trying to hit something. I was thinking about that shit on the way here. I was like, man. But he is a little up there, man. 23, talking about 15-year-old boy.
Bruh. I don't give a fuck.
We was hitting some 16-year-old bitches.
Bro, it ain't
that's
even
just
about.
4 years. That's like a.
Let's take the age away. You around here fucking the little boy. You just fucked Dwayne Wade. Listen.
But I'm saying it's the same concept on both sides. Clearly, if it's some gay ass little young boys out here, it's like it's some gay older boys out here. So what? We not calling.
There was the, never a little boy.
That's what I'm saying. But even if it was, it would be the same scenario if it was a 16-year-old. But this nigga was in the wrong anyway. A nigga 20.
Yeah, you done showed up.
Damn near.
You done showed up to a pre-K with snacks and Capri Suns and shit. Yeah, everything nigga, you know a little nigga can't turn down.
Yeah.
Leave Capri Suns out, nigga.
So what is a set boy age? What I was saying, though. Like, what's up?
So if like I'm 18.
Below the line.
See,
below the belt.
The age goes with how old you are, how old the male is. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If a nigga 18, 15 should be your limit. I give you 15. Because when you 20, she's 17. She about to be grown. You kind of... And younger girls like older niggas. And I ain't talking about like old niggas, but just a little bit older because girls mature faster.
Uh-huh.
You get what I'm saying? Now, if you 25...
So only a 3-year window you giving it? Come on, realistically, bro. Come on.
That's what I would say now because I got...
Yeah, Jordan. And that's what I say. But just like I told my baby mama today, I got daughters, and I'm not responsible for what them niggas punk ass daddies did when I was busting your daughter down. Mm-hmm. Nigga, that was your business. You was a bitch ass nigga, and I'm not. So how about
period
your
point.
Son come over here, I'm going to fuck him up, and you too. And
matter of fact, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to start where the fight really going
to
be at.
No, I'm going to beat your son up first, nigga. Then I want you to come over here mad already so I can do your ass real good.
You ain't going to be madder than me.
I'm going to slap the shit out the son good. Get him out of here.
Fire.
I'm going to slap fire his ass.
In front of my daughters.
In front
so
he's
going to be embarrassed and
slob,
in pain.
All that. I want to cry and slob. Slap fire them. Go get your daddy. Go get your daddy.
Would you be like that? Okay. Would you be like that, say, for instance, if your son at camp, right?
Hey, what movie would that was when a nigga said, run! And if you ever come back, we'll kill you. What movie was that? That was a classic right there. Made that nigga run from his people, from his village. What fucking movie was that, man? If you ever come back with kids, I don't know.
You would think
of
it. Anyway, you know what I was about to say?
Mm-hmm.
If your son get in the fight in camp, he lose the fight. He did his thing. He fought. No hoe, no cur. Little nigga got the better, but the little nigga that whooped him was in the wrong. Do you go beat the daddy and the grandma up?
No, I'm gonna get on my son ass. Nigga, we fight. We gotta go beat that nigga up tomorrow.
This is every day.
Over. It's every day till he just gonna lay down one day and just let you.
So you want him to
shit.
Skip vacation Bible school?
All that,
Sunday school,
man.
Graduation?
No, we gonna go do that first too. We gonna go do that, but we gonna beat this little nigga ass right here and with his daddy. Nigga, daddy gonna be active, man. Just go ahead and get it, son. Go ahead. He's out here waiting on us. He's out here waiting. Get him, son.
You're not gonna get me involved in this shit.
And gay, so everybody gonna get
I got a bad back.
You niggas gonna be friends before it's over with, man. Y'all niggas fight every day for goddamn 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Somebody gonna motherfucking
and
learn
then,
something.
Then if somebody try one of y'all just swing on them together.
Okay, because both of y'all know y'all ready. Yeah. They can fight you every day for 2 weeks.
Even the nigga that's the better fighter is gonna take a L at least one time.
At least one time.
Get you
some nigga gonna get
y'all, you fight 20, 30 times, you gonna get the best of a nigga one time.
Yeah. See, but the thing about it is, man, when you're young, man, and you tussling with plenty of niggas, man, niggas respect the fact that you gonna fight. That's it.
Period, bro.
Man.
I think that was my. I ain't never been no big winner.
Yeah, nigga.
But I'm going to bump.
Yeah, get it. Come
but
on.
I never really been in a fight with a nigga in my weight class, age range, or none of that shit. I always fought niggas.
That wasn't even your thing anyway, man.
No.
I say, man, you was the finesse guy anyway. So I had a little bit of both sides, you know what I'm saying?
I think your childhood anger fueled your hands.
Yeah. Then I got this knot on my head, so I had to let a nigga know, bitch.
I did.
I give you one too, nigga. If you want,
like you said the other day, my mama was really my only trigger back then.
Yes.
So if you ain't saying nothing about my mama, we ain't fighting.
Okay, ain't worth nothing fighting. But say what you want, nigga.
If you say something about Gwen,
You have to do it to me, dog. Whatever you say, you talk about, you gonna do it. You got to do it to Chris. You talk about it.
You got to do it.
You got to do all of that shit you talk about.
You got to do all that shit. We finna get all the sticker birds on the side of the rack. On us, bro. Dirt patches in your hair, all that shit. Come on.
Yeah, you got to get it.
Got to. I still stand on that same principle. I'm like that about my entire immediate family and my niggas that I fuck with.
That's what I'm like. What do you got these kids, boy? You say something about mine, boy. You got to.
You got to.
You
do
got
that.
To feel around. What if you threaten me, man? Don't threaten me these days, man.
Because that's just gonna scare me. If you scare me, I'm gonna respond.
And you feel me, man? And I'm about to do something to you. Yeah,
that's a healthy fear. You scare me. I got a healthy fear in your ass, and I can't live the fear. So
it ain't even healthy for me, man. So, I'm terrified, petrified, stupefied.
Where your options? Scare me or live?
Yeah, man.
Dude, they ain't gonna be scared of you. My kids got to be able to go enjoy anytime, Dolo. And not feel no type of way about daddy.
Man, I feel for the nigga who make me want to go get the pistol, man. That's the nigga. That nigga gonna die, man. Cause
a nigga want to bump you.
I say I want to fight. So if I feel if I'm shook to the point where I gotta go get that thing for
that
you,
shit is a wrap.
I'm telling you, nigga.
I done already started doing the time in my mind. I'm like,
what?
It's over.
I done already thought about the diarrhea running down your leg, nigga. When I put this hot shit in your ass,
shit
nigga.
About to release.
Bop. Ah, everything.
Relax, nigga.
Niggas evacuating.
Now you ain't come here for all that.
You ain't want that. Now I told you.
You are acting unusual.
Nigga, you too big to be.
Dogs.
You too young and big to be coming over here talking about fighting me, big fella.
Okay.
I'm about to burn your ass.
Like, come here for all
burn.
Oh, you a shooter.
I'm there. Burn. I'm gonna burn me a nigga. You come around me with that fuck shit, big and young. Big and young and wanna fight.
With wind and all that shit and intensity.
And I hit you in your shit and you don't go down,
talking
nigga.
Talking aggressive.
Set your ass on fire, I promise you.
Man.
I promise you.
Baby, go ahead and call
legally.
The police.
I'm about to kill
this nigga. I'm like, all emotions are removed because I know what I'm about to do. I'm about to go do 3 years for this gun.
Man, cut the camera on, man.
Because this nigga is in my motherfucking yard.
Cut the camera on, man. I got to see it. I need his people to know what happened, man. I need his people to be able to...
Come here, son. Hold it like this.
Hold it just like that.
Don't stand move, right nigga.
There. Follow him. If he follow you, put the camera down.
I want you to... Zoom in on that tear coming out the corner of his eye. He know it's over.
Mm-hmm. What's that life leave his
you
brain,
see,
nigga?
You see that little bit of snot easing out his nose? Yeah, nigga. Nah, don't snot now. Do not snot now. Don't you fucking snot. 20 minutes ago.
Don't fight nothing.
It was NBA young boy. Fuck that pussy nigga. Ah, wet
he old as the wall and all that.
And then with all that, what that nigga did? All that nigga did in the hood. All the games.
Now your ass
all
on
that
fire.
Nah.
I didn't shot you till you caught on fire.
Nah, it's $20 a week on my books and minutes on the phone. All because you wanted to be tough. Now I got to write a letter to your family saying, all right, we grew up together. I know, little dog.
I got
to
plead to Spider-Man and make you some t-shirts.
Yeah, he got to draw all the shirts and shit and charge me $10. Listen, I don't want no smoke with no little nigga, dog.
Man, so what you feel about this shit that with intern? And I know this is some sensitive-ass type of topic with the.
I think you about to ask me about some banging shit.
No, just okay. Some time shit, you know what I'm saying, with bro, you know what I'm saying, and the shit would happen, you know what I'm saying, you know what we talking about?
With the
murder type shit, you know what I'm saying, I feel like
this right here, and I'm gonna try to, street niggas, please,
this is recent, this is within statute of limitations, so we talking about it within,
God damn, y'all niggas saw something right quick. Lend me your ears.
Man, I feel like, man, really, bro, it should never have to come to no gunplay on no shit in that sort kind of, man.
Let me tell you something.
We all was raised together. We should be able to fight this shit out.
The way that's cool for...
But then I go back to what I just said, nah.
Scare me.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And that nigga there, was the tussler. You know what I'm saying? So I understood if them niggas was scared to go out there and tussle with them, and they just feel like they had, and it was two.
Well, this is my thing.
They had two dogs out there, man.
So peep it. This is my thing about it, right?
And this my nigga. Yeah.
So peep this. Let's just take, let's put anybody in the equation. Okay.
Yeah.
You put me in a situation, or you show me that you don't have my best interest at heart. At that moment.
And for those who might not know, we're just talking about, just make it a hypothetical, you know what I'm saying? Two men get into it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? One man up fire, next man turn to a tussle, then it turned to somebody, you know what I'm saying, no longer with us. So this the scenario. You know what I mean? We all from the same location.
And I'ma say it like this. Like I was saying, this go for anybody, bro. Whether the man in question is guilty or not, if a man don't be a man when it's time to be a man, bro, like, okay, let's say, hypothetically speaking, you see me in the store. Got my girl or my kids with me, maybe even my mama. Just another person.
Yeah.
You walk up on me, check me, slap me. I don't do nothing. Now, and the way that our logic is, our kids old enough for our kids to be around each other. They gonna see each other. My daddy hit your daddy in the mouth. Yeah. Now my kids going through mental talk, cause they don't know if they got to worry about this nigga beating them up. They so young. They old enough to understand, but they don't know if they got to feel this nigga that. Cause kids, the daddy is the fucking superhero.
Yeah.
They so don't think nobody can beat their daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
If daddy been there.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So I'm like,
I like to play that game when I was little. Who can whoop my daddy?
Bro, my mama, I care too. I got too much pride and how my mother, my kids, my little brother, my auntie, and my old lady view me as a man. And I'm gonna go to the full extent off the top. It's not gonna escalate. Yeah. If you scare me, you ain't gotta touch me.
Yeah.
If you scare me, you won't get a chance. I'll run you over.
And
like, it's
been my motto, man. Niggas be,
but I'm very humble. Like, I don't want no smoke.
Niggas be worried about the loudest nigga in the room, but the scariest nigga in the room, that's that nigga that gonna hurt. Because he don't want to get hurt. You ain't gonna hurt me. I'm gonna hurt you first.
You're not gonna take me. You're not gonna have no effect on my relationship or my livelihood. I'm gonna be able to sleep at night. I'm not gonna be worried about passing
on, I'm always scared, nigga. Only difference between me and the basic scared is, nigga, I feel like
it's a motivation for me, and it paralyzes other people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Now I'm gonna be the aggressor, cause I feel I feel some type of way, man.
Yeah, you done fucked around and scared me, you bitch.
You motherfucker. Now
I'm mad.
Oh, this nigga's dead. Nigga, I'm scared out here, man.
You got me fucking sweating around my chair, you
boy,
bitch.
Fuck, I did what? Boy, look at him. But
that's why I say I don't want no smoke. With no young nigga, if anything, I try to keep it cool with the young niggas. I don't treat no nigga.
I kill
nigga.
When you young nigga, man. I promise God, man. Even if I know your mama, if you the one you young niggas disrespect me and my children, boy, I take y'all all the way up and through there.
You mean it?
And that's on everything. I'm gonna die for my respect. What T.I. say? I don't know what you'll do for your respect, but I'm gonna die for mine.
Hopefully, ASAP. I don't get into it with none of y'all. I can give you niggas some game more than some pain, man. Because, God damn, dog. I done been through too much, bro. That's why my tolerance is super low. I done already had my house shot up. I done been shot at by people and shit. Like, when them niggas was still, when their mama ain't know whether they was going to fuck their daddy or not. Like, them niggas wasn't even a sperm. Like when your mama was fucking off over there.
You know, y'all niggas.
You feel what I'm saying? When your mama was cheating on your daddy,
none of that shit. Nigga, you know,
I
ain't, you little niggas don't give a fuck.
That's what I'm saying, but I ain't about who I know. It's about what I done.
That's what I'm saying. They don't get what you done, man. Did they see it? If they ain't see it, it ain't real.
Until it get done to you.
Yeah.
That's what Curtis Snow said. Either gonna be the one doing it, or they gonna get that to you.
Hey, man.
Simple and plain. And I'm not gonna let one of you niggas do it to me. But now here come the wisdom. I'm not gonna do nothing to attract that type of shit either. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not walking around a lot. I'm not posting money on
but
Facebook.
That give you, that's what I said. That's
I'm
what
not,
that
I'm
what
not
what
sticking
I,
my nose what, in business.
That what like, feel like give me more of the green light, because, nigga, I ain't even moving like that. So if you try me,
you wrong. You're in the wrong. I didn't, because I ain't do nothing to you.
I didn't want any problems with you, bro.
I ain't do nothing to you. I swear.
I turn into Karen quick on one of you niggas, man. Oh, my God. He's attacking me. Oh. Bop, bop. Oh, shit.
That nigga wasn't playing. Man, come on. Come on, man. Hurry up.
All that shit there.
Nigga, stop screaming.
Yeah. He already gone, man.
He gone, bro. He out.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody doing all that leg. Anything below the neck don't count.
Man, and I'm pushing on 40, so you know me, man. I'm training my old lady to get certified out here. I'm talking about, she already know how to shoot. I'm talking about, I want her to be certified long range.
My mama.
And if I start beating up on one of you niggas and anybody step to the side, I want her to assault
is
you niggas.
All strap.
Yes.
The niggas that I be right. If you see me in the hood, yes. The niggas that I'm with will shoot you about me. And if I'm with them and I'm strapped, I shoot you about them. It ain't no above one nigga above the other. Everybody equal. And that's how you get money, and that's how niggas stay loyal. Would it be a top nigga?
I'm like Nino. Envy I'm like Nino, man. I ain't got no niggas with me. I got a bitch with a big
stick. He don't have no niggas with him because...
Burn you.
I mean, it's
set you on fire. I don't trust these niggas, man.
Because he's untrustworthy.
Untrustworthy. Yes. Scumbag. I can't trust you, nigga.
I know what I am. I know what's on my mind. I'm trying to figure out I'm going to fuck over one of you niggas.
Nigga, okay, nigga? If it come down to it. Or regardless. Mm-hmm. Irregardless. And that's a word, irregardless.
Period.
I'm going to do something. I got something brewing.
All right, enough of the violent shit.
Enough of the violence. Enough with the violence.
I want to go on record to say that was one. This man had one of the best fights town.
Oh man,
ever fucking seen.
I enjoyed it myself.
I don't know if you Georgia niggas was there, but let me tell you something.
Enjoyed it, man. A lot of them niggas that was there, they ain't here no more, man.
And a lot of them niggas that was there, you ain't have to fight because they seen that one.
I would have fought them niggas too, man.
No, I'm just saying. A lot of niggas seen that shit and was like, man, shit.
I ain't gonna lie, that nigga was ready, more ready than me, man.
I think you had to get hit for your pride to kick in.
Yes, it was deep out there, man.
Cause it's like, bro, if I ain't mad, I got it. But see, now what I taught myself, cause I got in a fight and wasn't mad and almost lost that bitch.
Yeah,
bro, I know how to turn that shit on.
Yeah, I had to learn
immediately before I get hit.
Man, but
that's what happened with me and Rico. I was not mad at him more than he was mad at me until he hit me on the side of my head. And I said, it's 73 girls at my little cousin Kayla's house behind me. She's having a sleepover for the county of all days. She have a lock-in. She got a lock-in going on behind me, and I'm getting a fight with this nigga. God damn it!
My legacy is on the line right
now.
That
nigga hit me one time. I bit that nigga and punched him where I bit him at.
Yeah,
fuck it.
Nigga, you ain't get
that's
off.
That's my move.
That's it, nigga. You ain't,
that's, yeah, I got off and he fell and I clipped, man. Get that nigga.
Guard.
Dogs. All right, come here, bro.
Yeah, Rico. The posse. You was beefing with the posse? The meat dogs? That's what they were, the meat dogs.
Just Rico. I remember when I fought Justin. I accidentally, see, that's a good story.
JT Wu?
JT Wu. I'm tricking in the car. This is in high school. Mm-hmm. Tricking in the car. I don't know, his car messed up. Rozier walks in the parking lot. I can see he getting up on the car, so I jump in the driver's seat, pull out clear. I don't care about getting in trouble. I just don't want to get caught with the girl.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I take whatever lump I got to get in the morning. About skipping and driving or whatever the fuck. Just don't catch me in here with this white
fleeing
girl.
Fleeing and eluding. You ain't know that he was
oh,
so
my
serious.
God. So listen, I go behind the wire, per usual.
Yes, you know it.
And I pull off into there. Like a cut, and something wrong with this nigga starter.
Oh, so it won't crank back up.
Jigga don't walk home.
Oh, he hot.
He is hot. He don't even know what's going on, bro. So, Tilly to come get me, right? I'm like, man, take me. I gotta take him with keys and all that shit.
Ike.
So he, babe. So he walked out the garage with a 2x4 and a rake, and then throw the 2x4. I drop him. And that wasn't really. Justin wasn't no fighter like that neither. I know he just was mad. But I had to drop him because I had to protect myself.
Yeah, I was scared, nigga. You was trying to hurt me. I had to do you
right quick. And then we were straight that evening because I told him what happened.
I used to fight them niggas every day, man. Goddamn Justin.
I got in more trouble by my mama, bro. See, ain't nobody dropped me worse than my mama and Ryan.
I know Ryan.
What? Oh, my God. But when we fought for real, he ain't dropped me.
Man, I heard. When I was legit, dog, I heard one of the most legendary fights by Ryan, man. When I was a kid, I that shit held my mind so long. They talking about him and goddamn Brett and Carlos Payton.
How he beat both of them niggas up in class.
Beat the brothers up at the school, in the cafeteria, man. Beat both of these niggas up. Man. He beat brothers up, man.
It was either at the lunch table or in the classroom.
It was lunch table. It was in the lunch table. It was a cafeteria. I remember the story vividly. He
dropped both of them.
Say he dropped. Nigga tried to say nigga jumped on his back. Monkey slapped that nigga ass, man. I said, man, I could see it because that nigga was crazy.
He used to be out there on the beach with one man.
And I liked them niggas. Man, Lowe's did my first tag. Me and Tech went and got these tags the same day.
Lowe's and Brett was cool in the hood.
They were my niggas, man. Them niggas on them hoes.
It wasn't no smoke. Man, bro. They fucked around.
I got dusted.
And barked up the wrong tree.
Got dusted, man.
Let me tell you what break my heart more than anything. Everybody like to talk about when Maine dropped Ryan. You know why?
Maine who? Ross?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a feat, though.
That's a formidable opponent. And I think Ryan might have got
Ryan
leaked.
Was on that day,
got
so.
Leaked or he was drunk. Yeah, either got leaked or dropped by one more person. I think it was a cracker. Damn. And the cracker stole him. But the cracker.
Chris Hinkler?
Yep.
That's that cracker. That cracker's a legend.
Hey. These is your opponents. This is like talking about Mike and being around Holyfield and Foreman and fucking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
all in the same weight class.
Yeah.
I think a better story would have been.
You can't even talk about that because Chris and Claire damn sure knocked your ass the fuck out, man. Crack about 6'3", long ass arm, big ass knuckle,
dropping shit.
Yeah. Stabbed that cracker. See whatever hit me. I told him that too, nigga. I said, boy, you always try to fight me, cracker. I'll stab your ass up good. Real good.
Man, you can ask TC this. I remember we was in middle school and we was skipping school at Danielle. What the last name is? Macquarie or Macquarie? Whatever the name is.
Out of my age range. I don't know her.
Yeah, you do if you see her. She ain't out of your age range.
She ain't in my age range. I never hit her.
So, cause you ain't.
I mean, she wasn't around.
She wasn't
time.
Around then.
Scumbag shit. If I ain't hit you, you ain't in my age range.
Period. So, okay. I got a 38. It's my auntie 38. I've been carrying a 38 to school, backing up in class.
Dumb shit.
Super stupid.
Dumb shit.
Super stupid. Me and a nigga named Israel. Remember Israel?
No, Israel.
That was Jim Wilson.
Who? Jim Wilson?
Yeah.
AJ?
Not AJ, his uncle.
I thought I was about to say, I thought Israel was Chris's son. Mm-hmm. Well, that nigga name is
Tiberius.
That's another one. What's the other one name?
Tiberius and it's
another place in Africa.
Egypt,
that is. Yeah. Man, that's tight. Israel, Egypt, Tiberius. I wish I would have thought of shit like that when I was. But kid grown as fuck now, you be like, damn, I wish I had named you something else, man. Shit. I should have named you motherfucking Yahweh, yeah, nigga. That shit named you Yahweh, nigga. Yeah,
nigga got to play football forever with a name like that. Yahweh, my way on the carry.
Yahweh.
The real Yahweh.
Yeah. Yahweh trust.
That'll run your ass down with a Baba Bridge. Yeah. Boy, I'm about to call Mr. Neve on you, Yahweh. You got to cut this shit in short.
Yeah, I see your
name. No, I'm going to tell you another fight while we on scrapping. One time for on two RIP on. Johnny Five.
Johnny Five?
And Nelson.
Oh, man.
Johnny
damn,
told
Johnny.
Nelson ass the fuck off no. his back. Oh, my God, bro. Right in front of my mama's house. He slammed that nigga on the sidewalk so hard.
I can see that now. J5 was a... It be them sleepers, man. Them niggas that you...
That ain't gonna bother
you. Why are you fighting with this nigga right now,
why
man?
Is you fucking with Five? I seen Citrone beat Ronnie up. Bad. Oh, my God.
Bad.
I was at 10 Niggas when them two white boys got... The twins got there, jumped.
The Pearson boys.
Bro, when you talk about...
I wasn't there.
Limp.
I left with a bitch immediately. I came there that night. I came in that night, left with a bitch, and went to the beach and aired her ass the fuck out. I remember that night vividly.
Bro, Andre, my little guy brother, Andre Johnson, short Andre, for y'all that know both of them, was hovering over them crackers like a black flea market guardian angel poster.
Man, I remember Dre saying,
I'm like, man, if you don't get Dre, your ass.
Hey, boy, Dre known to save a white person. Boy, that nigga is Mr. Boy, that nigga done been saved some motherfuckers, boy. Because I
that
heard
nigga,
that
nigga
killed him
been
that
all
night.
Lives matter. Yeah. Forever.
He just saved
he,
some motherfuckers.
He, bro, they was throwing, bro, that shit was a tragedy. It ain't enough world stars to
that shit wasn't
describe.
Even that, dude. That's crazy, buddy.
That shit wasn't even enough to describe
what they did to the little
how they
Jebediah.
Got they ass.
Which one was it, Jebediah?
Twisted both of them.
Wop.
And here comes.
But why though? What happened though?
I don't know. I think they came with them niggas too. And then here comes Trey Trey. And then there was an Alberta Valley reunion in the middle of the day. So I said this shit right here.
Them niggas got cleats on.
Them niggas had on golf shoes kicking the grass.
Spikes in their ass.
Spikes. Dude. That's what it looked like, man. They had to mop them crackers up and put them in the ambulance because them crackers was liquid noodle out there, man. Them crackers probably have no bones. I'm like, man.
Yeah, them ones
that shit was
right
on
now.
The news. They was in.
They leading the Aryan Nation right now, boy.
Man, what?
That's all it take right there, man.
They is on
why is that always the white man first story? Yeah, when I was young, I got jumped by some black guys.
Cause you said some fuck shit. Cause nigga just wanna just fuck with crackers, bro. Nigga wanna fuck with a cracker. Really.
I know some niggas that
fuck with
girl, but
I'm
still.
Just saying, we wanna go to y'all and spend the night and shit and play
fuck
your
they
game.
Fuck, got to do with me, man.
And
when
all of that.
Nigga jumped in 1975. They went to whistling. Set your ass up. Nigga, I said, like, yo, ass. Nigga, you thought it was something. Nigga
were
put
going
that.
To Fair East Side. They were on the varsity football team.
Yeah. Man,
I remember that night like it was yesterday.
Yes, yes.
September 23rd. It was cool, huh?
It was four. Yeah, I mean, it was one nigga. When they say it was four of them, it was one nigga. It was four. It was seven.
We're walking.
It was 7 foot one.
I got my head down. He's staring a hole through me. I go to walk by him, and he just pushes me down. I was off balance. I wasn't expecting it.
I knew right then I had to.
So I fell. Before I could fall, he hit me twice.
He was giving a, he was giving his own commentary.
Wake
he was,
up.
He was giving it.
He was using sound effects like Batman.
Hey, dude, boom,
wow.
Boom, with goddamn G-Man and Eugene, you bought a Vernon Bay. Me and you was there side by side. That
was it just me and you out there?
Yes, it was.
Oh, that dope.
We was there at Church of God. Them niggas fighting right
in the street. That was Brandon Heary.
No.
And Dump. They was on the bike.
Was it Brandon?
Yeah, cause
what? No, but him and G fought after that. Eugene fought. You right? Cause it was he fought Brandon and he fought G man that day. What the fuck for though?
I know they Dump said something slick to Brandon, and you know Brandon just like us, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Brandon beat him up good. He wasn't making the sound effects then, but he was making the sound effects on G man. Nigga, what's up, nigga? Wow. I said, what the fuck? What the fuck is happening right
now? That nigga
now,
was spilling. That nigga was.
And you was laughing on the scene, nigga, live on the scene, laughing. Is this nigga making sound effects, bro? He's talking, hell yeah, nigga, pop. All that shit there. I say, man. I think he fought G first, then Brandon knocked his ass out.
No, bro, I'm telling you. He fought
Dump. G first.
He fought Dump first, bro. Cause they was on the bike.
Eugene fought G
first. He hopped up. They was on the bike together. Dump hopped off the head of us.
Who was on the bike with him?
Dump and Brandon Heary. They was on the bike together.
Yeah, yeah, then they started fighting.
They jumped up. What's up, man? And that shit was funny.
Nah, man, nah.
Nick and D'Angelo.
Nick and D'Angelo fought?
Man, nah.
Who that was who fought that Moon River? When D'Angelo fought somebody. What else, Justin?
That was Justin, I think.
What was that?
I don't know.
Missed that one. I was in jail. Blake recorded it. I watched it when I got home several times.
I don't remember. Now, what I do remember is...
Oh, you don't remember that? Hey?
No, I really don't. It wasn't me, shit.
I know, nigga. I'm just saying. It is them.
I'm trying to think.
I heard you commentary in the background. I seen the video.
D'Angelo and Nick was the funniest shit, cause
Nick who?
Nick, God bless the dead Nick, white Nick that died.
Oh man.
Okay.
They were cool though.
Right. I think
Nick
had a pair of D shoes or something.
Oh.
And wasn't giving them back or had to mess them up. It was something about
kind
something
of what
petty.
You did to me, nigga. Now, you ready to call it petty? Cause you listen. I left my shoes at your house for one day, nigga.
And
slaughtered my wife. You already remember.
I already know. You're not gonna say this every
time. That shit killed me, dog. Man, I'm gonna kill your ass, dog. I said, man, dog. I specifically said, don't fuck my shit up, dog. That nigga was hooping in my shit. Dude, hooping in my shit, dog.
That sounds accurate.
And let me tell you what's even more fucked up. I came to drag your ass that day because I was hot at the court. I had to get in line. Another nigga was already out there about to fight your ass. Nah, fuck Chris, fuck. Earl Coleman came out there. I said, what the fuck this nigga coming out here for, man?
And then let me tell you about Tall Andre. This shit was so funny. So after the fight, yeah, I was standing behind you with my setup. I thought he came to fight me. Man, get the fuck. Yeah, I said, bro, if I couldn't fight, I'd have got my ass tore out the frame, bro. I'm glad I knew something.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, man, that nigga was doing dick back then. Stop doing push-ups at people's mama house, bro. It's nasty. It's fucking nasty, man. I'm not gonna hold you.
That might have been what you said, nigga, when that nigga came right here. I'm not gonna hold you, man.
I knew we had to bump because I knew it was about to
be. You told him what was up first. That's what made him even more high. Nigga, somebody, yeah, man. Man, I already told him, man. I ain't trying to be a boyfriend, man. I knew you was with him. That's incredible. Man, this nigga was high. Oh, yeah, you knew her. You already knew it, didn't you? I said, man, damn, this nigga Earl sound like a bitch. Immediately, I
was 15, Earl was about 20.
I said, me keep the shoes, kid, man.
Yeah, you
almost
got your ass
to
come on, man. Let me walk you home.
You was proud. You were high. You was talking big boy shit. You see what I did to that nigga? I say, damn, Earl, you came out here pulling up like you about to do something. Let Chris work your ass out here. Chris has been waiting for this moment his whole life. Nigga, what? Nigga, let's go. You the perfect nigga. To,
but you know he used to.
And you came
him
to the rack, nigga, by my house? Oh,
oh
I got to
man,
do it,
I got to do it. But me and him used to have to slap box all the time because of Ryan.
Man. Oh, I didn't even.
That's why I was never thinking that me and you going to go through nothing. Bro. Here go the best fight I ever seen.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought he was about to work it, though.
He was supposed to, but thank God I had an uncle like Ryan. Because if I ain't have none of that.
That nigga had to go home with his head now.
Oh, my God.
And we just had an orgy on your girl at the time. No, it wasn't an orgy. It was, what would you call it, a side-by-side at the time?
A cake.
Nah, it wasn't a cake. We ain't running fully. It was just like a double team, we'll call it. If you will, it was two chicks, two niggas.
It was a double date.
Yeah, there wasn't much dating going on, but yeah, man, shit was crazy, man.
Well, back then, that's what white girls meant when they said we're dating. Yeah, they was fucking, even though those was young African Americans.
African Americans, man. What is African American, man?
Nothing.
That's unrealistic.
This is the realest shit in the world. I seen the preacher say this shit.
When young European American.
It's one race with a lot of different colors.
I'm indigenous, nigga. My people from right here.
Man, you from Eve. The Garden of Eden.
Man, we was already over.
And what that? What Abraham? What we say, drunk Abraham?
Yeah.
Somebody Abraham.
Abraham. Father, Papa Abraham.
Granddaddy Abe.
A nigga skeeted and all you need, grandma. Back in the day.
Everybody come from Abraham.
Broham. Broham.
Broham. God damn, man. That's fucked up what Buddy did, though. But see, that's what I was telling them. I'm like, it ain't that niggas gonna throw the stone at him because he gay.
That ain't
the issue.
Back to the nigga who supported the 15-year-old boy.
Yeah, I thought he was anyway.
He's out of there.
Put your fucking churn up.
He ain't here, bro.
No, I'm just saying, like.
No, I'm saying that's what the girl said on the video.
Oh, yeah. He ain't here, dog.
Yeah, he ain't here, bro.
I ain't gonna hold you.
What did she say, though?
That candy?
Yeah, did she get it? Hold this for me. Can you hold this for me? We better read your transcripts. Nigga said, right here, you said, nigga gave you some head in the bathroom. Pulled your pants down. Yeah, that's what she talking about with 15-year-old boys. He told me, nah, man. He asked me a question. I say, man, this is Chris Hansen. Catch a predator, nigga. She got your ass in here looking real goofy, sir. Yeah, it's like fucked up, man.
Goofy. You just made your family look like.
Man, they got the move now, man.
They got the clip.
They got the move. Nah, they can't come out there with that bullshit.
Oh, you people are. Oh, my bad, God. They got to go stand. That's all, dude.
Nah, they can't go. They got to vacate Nassau, man. Go to
Where at in Georgia? Man. Somewhere in Georgia.
On the line, right on the line.
Balone.
I'm at a liquor store. Balone. Shit, what the fuck you was doing in Balone, nigga?
My daddy used to live up there.
Wow, he was a country ass nigga then, wasn't he?
But you know, it's a bunch of Thompsons and shit stay back there too. And my stepmama and Thompson. So that's what that was. Like George Thompson is my stepmama.
Yeah.
Huh. So there ain't no blood there.
No blood there. Have fun though, boy. You wild as hell.
The Lord ain't them all.
But you ain't had enough yet, though, man. Boy, goddamn, you done put up some numbers.
No, it's all about the old
lady. Me personally, man. You know what I mean? I'm retired.
It's all about
the
old lady, man. I done did this shit for sport, for whatever contest you could do if I won it.
Yeah, sport.
I don't owe this shit. It's more discipline for me to keep it at that crib. Naturally, I could go. Wow.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't about nothing.
Man, I feel like sometimes, man, you got a woman who respect the fact that you a dog ass nigga, you can go do some wild shit. I feel like that makes shit, I feel like that's the highest form of respect fact that you respect the fact that I don't have to be here.
Right.
Motherfucker, yeah. Like, you, they doing you a favor.
It's an appreciation. The value.
It's the worst thing you can do for me, man.
It's just
you
value.
Can fucking get out of here, bitch. Pew.
You know.
Where did you go, bitch? I'm gone.
Yeah, I know you want to leave anyway.
Bitch, turn ahead. I'm gone and my number changed. Bitch, how did you change his number? What that fast?
Metro.
Yeah. Hello. Where you at? Bitch, I didn't.
Big boo smoke on your ass, bitch. I got a chirp. You don't know what I got now.
Wi-Fi.
Nigga got a chirp. Wi-Fi for what?
Nigga
service is.
Boy, you think about it, but we was hot as fuck on the church, boy.
Man, what is this talk?
I'm talking about it, kind of worrying out.
We straight, we on the church. I don't even be on the phone.
Man, we got the police line,
you
man.
On you on the scanner, that, nigga.
Direct to the police station,
right?
Yeah.
Nah, you on the scanner, nigga. The funniest shit in the world, besides playing sports growing up, was going to the skating rink, bro.
Skating rink. Man.
My bad.
I wouldn't need that now for the kids, man.
Skate rink in the bowling alley, bro.
They need something.
If you weren't smoking at the dentist's office before you walked in the skating rink, I can't really say.
Yeah, fuck that. If you ass ain't know how to skate, nigga, that's like
that was the worst.
That was
right?
Like not knowing how to swim at the pool, nigga.
God,
you can't
damn.
Go get a splash in 3 feet, man. Go home, man.
Man. You over here walking on your tippy toes all hard on, nigga. Get your ass out of the pool.
You over here skating all slow, nigga. Get your ass out of there, nigga. Move over.
You can't do the crossover when you come around the corner?
No, you ain't kissing nothing that day.
Ben Owens and James Foster was out there doing.
Doing backflips. Still ain't back in that.
Rollerblading.
You niggas too engaged in this shit.
Them niggas was out there doing skate derby shit. Them motherfuckers.
Hey, who? You said James who?
Ben Owens.
Yeah.
He out there rolling the dice and
when
all that
shit. When
D.O.
get up, man? Dead.
I don't know.
Dead been going for about a dime, man. He been going for a minute.
Yeah, I nigga that been going for 2 years, boys.
2 years, boys. That's 2 years, eh?
2 years, boys. That's a long time. That's 4 grade.
Nigga been going for 10 calendars. Feel like, man, I ain't seen bro in a long time.
That nigga chill out, though, I think.
Yeah, chill.
Chill well?
Yeah, man, when I was jet, bro, them niggas used to post up heavy on the corner, boy. Back
man, that's
day.
What I told him, nigga. I was like, bro, the only nigga that jumped out the port before me was nigga like Blood Derrick,
yeah,
Trey, Keith.
Swerve. Goddamn.
Swerve, but see, Swerve older than me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Them is all the same niggas out like that.
Yeah, them niggas was out there though. But they was
the daylight.
They was heading. They was heading to it.
Getting it all day.
Yeah, they were living like that.
They was the 24-hour round the clock. I'm talking about the under the street light hustlers, man.
Sweating them too though.
Sweat. Yeah, now them niggas.
Them niggas was
up there with V. Them niggas was moving around. They was already in the whip by then.
Terry.
Swerving them boys, but they was still under the street light hustlers. Terry had. He was the nigga up there at the time.
Yeah, he was.
He sure had my 10 niggas right out front making money. I said, damn, how much money is to be made out here? What? It's 10 of y'all out here. Fuck.
And there was enough.
Man,
you can't. Now, imagine how it is in the city, like, around that time. If 150, 200 niggas could get money at the same time over here. It was 25,000 niggas getting money in the city, bro.
Nah, man, all them niggas wanted to get money, man. I can't even see who was getting money at all. You want to look?
Here goes some hot like food for thought.
You smoking?
Listen, if all the dope money was eradicated, that'll fuck up the economy, don't you think?
Clearly, that's why the CIA make sure that'll never happen.
Never happen.
They want to make sure that money flowing decent.
That, bro.
Figuring out ways to legitimize
them. Cool. Boy, them crackers mean. They put the dope in the hood, right?
And then turn it
and
dope
use
the
money. Use us to funnel the keep the economy afloat and pay us to kill ourselves at the own time at the same time. And goddamn, well, don't kill you. Shit, you might as well be. You might as well be dead.
We'll be right back. Nigga, fuck ass. Nigga, back from the PP break. Fuck what you heard. I want the music motherfucker to play at the same time. You said fuck the music this time, man.
I said fuck the music this time, man. We gonna tweak everything out of it. We gotta make sure we don't get no copyright infringement no type shit going on.
Yeah.
Thanks. So I'm gonna make a playlist that cut off at that mark. Chop it up a little bit, whatever I gotta do.
Yeah. They make what
you Hey, you know what I was thinking about? How do you think I would do as a DJ?
Oh, I don't know, man. I think you aggravating as fuck with the music, man. You know what? That's another thing I was about to say with TC. Y'all both is the same with that music. Like, TC, anywhere we go at, that nigga crank the phone up. Well, nigga, we could be in a business meeting, dog. And that nigga be like, man, it's quiet as fuck here. Nigga, turn the music on. Both of y'all niggas like that with music. I think you probably would be fired with the music. I'm hating. I'm hating. You gotta be fired with the music. You like the music like that, man.
But see, I feel like this shit right
it'd
here.
It'd be a lot of Wayne. That's just what I was gonna say. I feel like it'd be a lot of Wayne. But
he done. Nah,
see,
nah.
It would be. It wouldn't be a lot of Wayne. It would just be some super fire Wayne. Feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It would be that Wayne to give you that feeling that you want from Wayne. That's all. Just like with anybody else I play, and I wouldn't play a lot of mainstream shit. I play that shit that niggas be riding around.
People like mainstream shit, though.
Yeah, people like it.
Especially the bitches. Bitches make shit popping right
thing.
Now.
And but again, you can pop shit to a bitch, too.
Yeah.
I think I got a good enough ear for music that I could present something to. I ain't never lost right there.
A lot of these niggas be feeling like they be rapping to other niggas nowadays, though, man. Like, these niggas don't like women no more, man.
Man.
They be like, man, I fuck that. They be like, fuck that bitch, man. I'm riding with my niggas. I be like, that don't even sound right in the sentence. Why y'all? What are you talking about? Fuck the bitch, you riding with your niggas?
That's gonna drop you off and go ride with their bitches.
What? Even if they ain't, nigga, I don't. What the fuck I gonna be with you niggas for, man? What are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Man, the fuck out of here, man.
Old niggas, grown niggas, adult niggas, mature niggas need one.
Yeah, man. Social out with you niggas on Sunday, man. Other than
okay,
that, man,
yeah, you
I'm
notice that when man, when I be calling niggas, nah, niggas be like, hey, how you doing all right now? Man.
God bless you.
Family face ass.
It's like that. Oh,
but
you need
be,
to be
the same way.
You need to be like that. No, this is torture for you, man.
You know, I love it.
It's we did beautiful. All the scumbag. What's the most scumbag shit you ever did? Straight forward. I go first.
God damn it.
What I done did to a bitch, man. I think I was just talking about this today. Ain't the most scumbag shit I ever did.
Mm-hmm.
I was with somebody, man, and we I told her I was gonna do something, whatever it was, but I was with another bitch.
Mm.
That was cool, man. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't cool, but to make it worse, I spilled something on my shirt. You know what I'm saying? So I go to get me a shirt, and then I see my girl. I get out of the car, my girl running up on me because I'm walking in the store with the other bitch. So no, that ain't even the worst scumbag part about it. So when she ran up across the parking lot because she was with her mama and her daddy and her sister and her grandma.
Oh, my God,
and
my family.
The worst nigga. And so in front of all of them, I jumped in the car with the bitch, skirted out. Went ahead, enjoyed the rest of the evening.
You can't go home at that moment.
I couldn't.
It's not possible.
It was no home.
It's not healthy either.
It was no home. No
it
more,
was a
man.
Lot of driveway action right there.
That dude
was
going to
be a lot of texting.
Yeah.
Right then. Come get your shit.
Yeah, but you, it couldn't be no come get my shit. That it was our shit, though. This time, when I was up then, she had to just go where she was going because I wasn't going nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna let it settle down for a couple of days. But once I crossed the people, and then the fuck though, think about it when I look back on it, man, I ain't feel no type of way, man.
Feel the way. Listen, I'ma say.
I feel the way not in the, in hindsight.
Daughters.
So got, exactly.
I'ma say the most scumbag shit I did. Not the old lady I got now, but I had an old lady at the time, and she was working nights.
It was in 1935. That nigga way back then. Cool night. he just disses himself real good, man. Tell me, hey, man, we keep it 1,000.
Yeah, I'm everything I'm saying is facts. I believe. Somebody gonna remember this shit. So, I go to Rumors. Me and one of my homeboys. We leave there. We're trying to find us somebody to get into. And motherfucking somebody answer the phone. It's supposed to be turned out to be one of them. One of them. Where we gonna take him? Fuck it, let's take him to my old lady house. Her mama house.
Your old lady?
In her mama bed.
That's savage, man. That's real scumbag, man. That's 10 points. Damn. You got caught?
Yeah, by old lady cop.
You got caught?
No, of course not.
You just sneaky motherfucker.
Just calculated.
It ain't scumbag unless you get caught. Scumbag shit, everybody do shit that,
got caught.
The behind the scenes. I'm talking about cold blooded, and you owned it, and then had to come back and be in it after the fact.
Oh, nigga, yeah, this was some scumbag shit that I realized after the fact.
I had to be in that shit.
I broke up with my old lady at the time on our anniversary, and told her I was starting to date a new girl.
Ooh, savagery. She cried.
And I stood on that shit.
She cried.
Listen.
Then you went back and hit afterwards, though?
Nope.
That was comeback points. You did. Don't lie. I'm gonna lie. That's good to it. That's a yes. Firm yes, he hit the bitch again. And the fucked up thing about me is, I wouldn't change none of that shit, man. I know a lot of y'all probably feel like, damn, man, that's fucked up. Yeah, man.
I don't have no pleasure in none of those bad mistakes. Like, yeah, and niggas will do that, like the, you know, kind of like.
If I wouldn't have did that, that karma that came back on my ass wouldn't have taught me the lesson that it taught me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I have more respect for the person who I done
or
that shit to.
Anybody and myself.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
So the scumbag shit, we could say how much of a scumbag we were, because we were.
Yeah, were.
You know what I'm saying?
Word. Past tense.
Key word.
But yeah, man.
And
that just probably ain't even the most scumbag shit. That was just most shit that just weighed on my conscience. It kind of went on my conscience still a little bit. Cause she was,
all
she
the buckets hearts too. I broke that thought I was going to go with them. That was some scumbag shit. Cause
nah, man, they knew better, man. Everybody told them that.
But they
man.
All snotty. You know when you get.
You really convinced them, man. It's worse when you really convinced them. Really she convinced. Sold up, man.
I mean, they done started writing your name in markers and shit.
She believed. Listen. She didn't even know I was Bernie. Hmm. Bernie Madoff, nigga. I just made off with all the cash. It fucked up, man. I'm disgusted with myself. I don't know why I laughed.
And it's funny how niggas just try to make it seem like if you got bread from, now it would be one thing to get bread from a girl, and it would be another thing to have to depend on the girl to do everything. Like once you get grown and shit, you don't want to be living off no woman, bro.
Living off no women.
Nah, when you
why not?
When
why
nobody
not
got no bread.
One deep. The world has changed, man.
No, listen.
Women was living off.
If
men.
That's the agreement, but if you on some finesse shit,
nah. I don't believe in the finesse.
Nah. If y'all in agreement, then it is what it is. But I don't see, like say if it was you, I don't see you just.
You don't see me with no weak bitch, period.
Don't see you doing no shit like. To me, that would be putting yourself in a situation.
I'm talking about a weak bitch that's going to allow me to be taken advantage of her in some type of way.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't even attract that type of woman.
You do, exactly. That ain't even... No. That's low-hanging fruit. I wouldn't even get
and
off
And they would be unattracted like to me because of how... How manly I am. I'm not on no little pussy ass shit.
Exactly. Even in this setting, right? I don't give a fuck if you over, bitch. I'm still gonna stab in this shit. I'm a lawyer, bitch.
Perk.
You know?
But
I was sexist. Bitch is not a derogatory
I just feel like
term on this podcast.
Well, everything me and my people been through, bro.
If you're offended by the word bitch.
You stupid motherfucker.
This podcast is probably not for you. Bitch.
Everything me and my people been through. I just feel like it ain't worth fucking that up, bro. It's hard to find that shit. I value.
It is worth fucking it up though, cause how you know you gonna really be here if I really ain't fucked up? Sometimes I've been through everything I could.
Yeah,
you did it all now.
I did it all, so I know.
But now you gotta just hope that
now I got to do right. I did everything I wanted to do. Now I got to do what I got to do. Do you know what I'm saying?
Get old man leave for we'll get it. Hey, man, what's up with this shit with goddamn Will and September? Man. I seen him. I mean, down this
to other podcast. Oh, my God.
August, July.
May.
Maybe. You think he
may all seen him?
I feel like this was news already before we already knew this, that this nigga was hitting that pussy.
But he just admitted it like, but man, I don't know if he hit, bro.
Who will hit? Will be friendly with Mark Anthony.
I don't see Will.
He want to hit Mark Anthony.
I just don't see Will saying
savagery.
But they big came out and said they was in a partnership. That they was life partners.
I felt like that.
So that
why
shit
she lied
might
and
be.
Said she ain't let them little
but
hit,
this bro. My thing. No matter what Will and Jada is, you can't tell me Jada ain't think that she had an understanding with August. Going into the situation.
Man, I saw the red table talk. When that nigga came to the house, they invited this nigga like he was their nephew or something. Yeah, this is August. Why is he here with Will and Willow and everybody? What the fuck is he doing here? Y'all adopted this nigga? He's a grown man. That
what
shit
the fuck
was
you
weird
doing
already,
my wife?
Man. He hit that pussy, man. I believe it. I believe it.
I would. Believe he got his heart broke.
But that boy, by Jada?
Bro, I believe he got his heart broke. He thought it was going to be Mo.
Why would he think that, though?
Because
that
you could tell he turned the dick. Look. Listen to this, man.
That's Will, though, nigga. This Will.
No, I ain't talking about Will. I'm talking about August.
I know you're talking about August, but I'm talking about, nigga, you going up against Will, nigga.
I ain't going up against Will. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not going up against that shit. I'm not fucking with no married woman, period. I can't do it.
Out,
never
man.
Have, bro.
You a scumbag, man.
Yeah, but
I know
even,
you done that
even
shit,
I have standards.
What? Cut it out. Boy, you are
liar. I was amazing at...
I know you did hit plenty of bitches. You ain't ask no type of in-depth information on... Listen here, man.
Listen. Listen. If no, I knew no, a bitch no, was no. married...
If you knew,
there
you go. If you knew, then that's how I'm going to write.
If I knew... But I got the type of personality that's gonna make you tell me. Yeah. What? Like I got the type.
Nah,
I'm gonna make a bitch so comfortable that
they smarter than us, bro.
No, listen. And you gonna understand this when I say it. You gonna agree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say we make bitches so comfortable. They gonna hate on the nigga that they fuck with. Mm-hmm. They gonna tell us everything. Mm-hmm. They gonna be victims.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? They gonna try to find a way. They don't know they being a scumbag, but I do. Y'all just trying to find a way to tie me into you emotionally. Quick.
You ready to vent, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You ready to tell me all your deep, dark secrets. Like, yeah.
That's all it is.
I fucked 8 guys in one day before.
But he fucking...
Feels so good to say it out loud.
He fucking hurt me. And that's why I'm telling niggas. You cannot go with no white girl first or last.
He fucked the whole squad. He made you mad. He fucked the whole squad. But that's why I say, nowadays...
But it was
most,
like nothing because...
They most savage done. Because if we could do some... We done some shit like that. But if the average nigga can do it, like... Because the average female could finesse five niggas that thought they wouldn't fuck this bitch at the motherfucking...
Off the muscle.
I'm telling you.
Off the muscle.
Catch
them very
niggas
little,
very
vulnerable. Very little finesse. Just exactly, opportunity man, is probably exactly. more... A better word.
And they know when to get them, man. So they got the power, man.
And I respect y'all, man. I don't want
no smoke with y'all either.
You hear me? I just want to be, you know what I'm saying, of service.
If it's a scumbag and you salute me when you see me, and let's just be glad we passed.
Let me live, man.
Fuck.
I won't piss on none of y'all parades, man. Do y'all thing, man.
Yeah, but let me.
Let me. So what should they do with old boy, man?
The little nigga, Chopper. You know what they should do?
Why people be called the most fucked up names for people? You know? They should Chomo. What does that mean? He's a child molester. Chomo. Chomo. Hey. Yeah, I got it. Cut his dick off.
Think about some burning mirror shit. Hold on. Don't cut his word off.
Electrocute him, put him in a box, and get him electrocuted every day.
You gotta put him in a prison.
He young, man.
Listen, he 23.
He just need to go to prison, man, for about 10 years.
You gotta put him
in
a prison.
He might like it.
With a high homosexual.
But he want that.
Rate. But 80% of the homosexuals got AIDS in that bitch. So you gotta figure it out. And you gotta do a dog. What you gonna do? Die a dick, nigga. What the fuck? You gonna die over a dick? Are you gonna just say fuck it?
Whoa. Hey, this is funny. I'm doing anything. I'm saying that's the equivalent to them telling you, Chris, man, you gotta do a dub and we drop you off on the women's side of the prison. Just you the only nigga over here.
I'm the only nigga over there, but 95% of them bitches got HIV.
Hey, what you gonna say? All right, man. Shit.
I'm a little nigga. It's a plastic.
You got 20
man.
Niggas.
God damn, man. You can get that shit from Mount. You can get that shit from Mount, man.
That nigga be Dr. CBA as Jared Tate. Man, listen. We have cut out all the malnutrition,
man,
from everyone's life.
All the mucus out of her body. And they have done the AIDS test, and she is in remission. Bro, that's a fucking nigga. You got two ways to die, like some salt type shit. You could motherfucking, you locked in a room. Your hands is tied behind your back, right?
With a rope or metal?
Metal. You cannot.
Some real salt type shit. Can't get your hands up.
Alright. The key is in a bitch with AIDS pussy. Uh-huh. The only way you can get it is if you suck on her and make her come so hard the key come out.
Get a selfish ass shit like that. I'm out of there.
Or
I'm free.
Or
I'm already out, man. I'm done now. I'm out.
You already
get AIDS from that, nigga. She ain't bleeding, is she? She done appeared. I'm saying, this shit.
That is that
shit on the mouth for me.
Fuck it.
I'm already out,
you
man.
You done sucked the up before I could finish the paragraph. That nigga was done.
Out of that, nigga. I done sucked her soul out, nigga.
God. Damn.
Spit the A's out like a snake.
You know who really went through some shit, though? The fucking Jews, bro. That, like, them concentration camps and all that shit. That was some horrific shit, bro.
Was it worse than slavery?
I give it a tie.
Man, that shit was only for, like, a couple years, man. Fuck you talking about a tie, nigga?
I'm talking about, like...
Man, come on, man.
I'm talking about, like, in a sense of...
I'm sure them slaves who were getting their ass whooped and shit would have rather just got cooked in a motherfucking oven right
there
and gassed out, bro.
They would have rather stayed...
You rather get gassed?
They would have rather stayed in Georgia, Nigeria.
You know what I'm saying? Slave...
I'm from Georgia, Africa.
And look at them now, man. They stuck together... For they little time, they can blend in though, so they don't even count.
See, my
the
thing,
Jew is just a white man, and this was society.
Nothing was really worse than slavery at all.
Nothing.
I can't think of nothing.
Nothing.
Only thing that was worse than slavery was the way they couldn't control the plague when that shit came. So many millions of people died.
Man, how many millions of slaves died on them dingy ass ships?
Not
fucking malnutrition.
They ain't feeding them niggas, dog. Disease shitting on top of each other, shit. Shit with some harsh ass conditions, dog. Beyond
harsh. Niggas go back to that and you just be free, but living with them type of problems.
Who?
The world.
The world go free, nigga.
No, I'm saying you could be free in the world, but still have those type of problems. Like, what happened when they just said, bro, they trying to find a way. They playing like checkers, not chess. They fucking up. That's another thing that made me believe in a God, because it's like, he won't even let you do. Y'all so dumb. Y'all so low vibrating that y'all can't even, you know what I'm saying? And I just feel like that's you trying to get.
But is the vibration low, or is the control so high that they could just blatantly?
But if you wanna, if you don't want to do that with your control, your vibration is low anyway.
Yeah, yeah. But the real vibration is that no matter what the fuck they do, I'm unaffected anyway, nigga. I'm gonna float wherever, however it go, nigga. Y'all cut the power off and the internet, bitch, I'm still gonna survive.
I don't know.
Flood this bitch.
So let me ask you this. Would you rather the world end in the next 2 years or the next 20? Do it matter to you?
200 years.
No, do it matter to you though? Like,
the world ain't ending. Ain't no ending, man.
Okay, the end to the way things are as we know it.
It's already in the way we know. But I'm saying, what you saying is if the world end, I'm definitely wanting the longer time, not for my own personal game, but for my kids. I want to see them motherfuckers grow up. Fuck, Ma, I done did it. Everything else just bonus right now. Whatever my little mind can conjure up from wherever I started, I did the majority of it. Now I'm making new goals up as I get older. I want to see new shit, foreign shit.
We got to really travel.
Ready for that. That's coming soon to a theater near you.
On a plane.
Yeah, man. Anthony Bourdain and shit.
Like, I always wanted to go to, like, Asia. Mm-hmm. I just feel like Asia, Iceland, motherfucking.
And the radical raw dog, one of them.
Look, man, I'm not cheating no more, lady. You're going to stop insinuating.
Yeah.
That I'm being unfaithful out here. Just because I'm capable.
You going to Asia, though? Would you go to Asia? What, she going with you?
She got to.
Yeah, definitely.
You're in control. Nah, Puerto Rico, I need to go down there for work.
They got good big business going
on. Yeah, I got to go down here. I got to stay here, baby, for like 3 months. You getting per diem and all.
Yep. Per diem.
Man.
What time? Yeah, man. Well, what else you got to get to before we wrap the shit up?
Man, watch your turn, cause niggas is
sick.
Man,
sick.
Don't have a nigga use the barrel or nothing to take your temperature, dog. Please.
Shoot first, ask questions last.
I'd be gonna slap myself in the face.
Or later. What should be? Ask questions later. Pistol whip yourself.
Look, pistol whipping myself. I'm so mad with you. And you think you ain't gonna start shitting a little bit?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, you see me doing shit? I'm fucking with your mind, no. You don't know whether to run or die.
Big non-tabby, big pistol whipping his own self.
Pistol whipping myself.
Man, chick told me some shit like that one time. That time my nigga kept running up on that shit. She said she learned one day. She said she got so fed up with the shit, nigga, she just started hitting herself. The nigga ain't know what to do with it. He just said, man, he bit you crazy.
And left, yo.
Man, I said, that is some wild shit. I felt your pain, though, with you doing that shit. So, I'm lit right now.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
Wrap this shit up.
I don't know, man.
Y'all enough for the day.
Hey, I gotta come out earlier, man. I be getting too high towards the end of the night, man. And we still just working out the buzz right here, talking that shit. And we've been talking on the phone for about 3 hours about everything that we could talk about. I wish we can fucking revisit them conversations. We gotta figure out how to record during the day. All the fire shit.
Yeah. All of y'all that's fucking with us right now, just stay here. It's good. We got you.
Man, you gotta put that shit out there, though, dog. You gotta motherfucking go take a bitch phone and put that shit in there, man. Network, man. That's when you...
I'm gonna put that shit on the books and get together,
motherfucking. Yeah, man. Fuck it.
This fucking just... scumbags. Yeah, tune in, man. Tonight.
Yeah.
About 9 or some shit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm putting in the church.
These niggas say Vampire Brooklyn, man. If,
man, imagine having church fans.
If every day's a sunny day.
Imagine having church band with Scumbag Chronicles on there.
Real, man. And that Preacher Paulie out there, man.
Damn
Preacher
it.
Preacher Paulie out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Evil is good. If evil is good and ass is good, get your piece
hell
of evil ass.
That nigga, that was a trip.
Nigga Eddie said, get your piece of evil ass there. Woo!
God damn it.
Take Reverend Johnson over there. He was just down there on Crenshaw Avenue with a $2 hole last night.
He was calling everybody shit out. Man, that nigga last night talking about.
Nikki! Tell him about nigga. I say this nigga, wow, boy, that's a classic. I gotta watch that.
And he's about, I came to.
Who the boy was
that? That nigga last night, we were watching that fat nigga talking about,
and I came to practice.
Man, that nigga, that.
That shit went well.
You know that nigga Rennie?
Yes, Rennie.
Rennie is Eric Dawson every day of the week. If you ain't looking for like
yes, he is. Yes,
that is E. Gate yes, her. Period.
Yes, he is.
That's Gator right there, bro. Oh. Motherfucking
shit, this shit. I'm gonna just stop if I did that. I don't think so. Shit still running.
See how much we working on this shit. Y'all get to hear all the goddamn bloopers. That's some more shit.
This is so stupid. What the fuck I was about to show you, dog? I forgot. Oh, yeah, this is what white people shit. 101. Kind of shit.
Want to be on the podcast?
What up, London? Oh yeah, man. But motherfucking, little bit talking about.
Forgot what I was talking about. That's
a monster, man. Yeah, but I forgot my fucker about the shit.
We get on the weekend. What
was we talking about, man? Scumbag shit. We was just talking about some good scum. Scum. What does scum used to mean when we used to do that in some type of terminology?
Like nigga was capping.
Like we wanna hear that shit. They used to make a bar tape vernaculars.
My homeboy from out of town ain't pick up something. Let me check him this cast. Scum, Amp, Blip, Ewick, Mob, Cute Cat, 99 Cat,
Tip,
Sweet Dookie, Tecmo Boo,
Schmoo,
Chop,
yeah, Cut,
Hit a Lick, Catch a Play,
yeah, Lick, Pop,
Pop Play,
Before This,
Jug,
yeah,
J Jungle,
yeah, Basin, Basin.
Hunching
some Florida shit.
Hunching definitely man, originated.
Chris told me he used to hunch raspberries on his dick. I told him I ain't.
It was a
that.
Fucking joke.
I was butt naked on the hunching tip.
Nigga, sometimes you had
they
to
hunch
in class.
They said, the bitch told me the things over. Nigga, you hunching with no clothes on. I ain't hunching no more.
That is Cinemax fucking. That's what that is.
Man, rubbing chests and
y'all
shit.
Y'all is in there
nipple to nipple action.
Having
man.
A moan off.
Rub
that's
off, man.
Hookah moan harder.
Bit, man.
Y'all in there professional French kissing at 12. the fuck out of here.
Bitch, you got sister. I told him, bitch, I got a dick.
I told him, bitch, I went to school for kissing, bitch. You crazy out there.
Hey, nigga, I ain't that sister with a bitch, nigga. Bitch, nigga, what the fuck you doing here, bitch? We
ain't got on jeans. Both of us got on jeans. I can't. Doing
preaching that shit hot. We got
I just know that that's your booty. This is the area your booty crack is in. I will never see it. I will never.
Nigga doing weird shit.
You know how many hush virginities I didn't
smell a bitch butt, nigga. What the fuck going on, man? What are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know. You got a happy it's dream. A dog, nigga.
Looking at the bitch. Hell, your boy's and shit.
Let me see. Look, I got a lot.
With a finger up it. What is this right
here? And it's smelling.
Oh, I got lost on my last night.
Man,
what the fuck would you let me stick my finger in there when you knew that shit smelled like motherfucker?
Get some AOS and stick it in your cushion. Let me see what you do. Yeah. That was the serious. That's like an old ancient African way to see if a bitch burning. I never tried.
A finger, yeah.
A bitch stick your finger in there, yeah. Let me stop saying bitch. I got a mama. Put your finger in your ear.
We ain't talking about her. We talking about all the other bitches.
Oh, yeah, it's this other.
Yeah.
And not your mama.
Yeah, she can be in there too. She don't mind.
Chill out. And boom. And we, oh, she got to take her finger and put it in her thing. And if it burn or hurt, that means you got something going on. I never knew that earwax was an antibiotic.
Oh, Lord.
For STD.
I ain't heard that one right there. That's a new one.
That's what?
Earwax.
Scooby was the first person who told me about that. Shout out to God, bro.
Mm-hmm.
One time
for sure. I can see that.
One time for Charlotte.
Definitely, man. It's some legend in here who used to let us grow up, be young men. Early.
Bro, these people were young too. We was just, they was young with babies. You get what I'm saying?
And they had the boys. So it was like, yeah. I don't care what they about to do to y'all daughters. Finna lose them.
Release the hound.
Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I never forget this. I went to a youth convention with my auntie 1 year. And she said, I'd give you $5 for every number you.
Oh, man. You owe me money.
Oh, my
God. Did she fact check him? Because I know you'll go write down some numbers with the quickness for that cash.
We called everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to get a few bitches, but at the same time.
We called everyone.
They remember us, Christopher Smollett.
Man.
They remember.
Young the Baptist. Let me tell you something.
That shit kind of hard, though.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I'm telling you, man. God damn, bro. God bless the dead. Me and my female cousin. I put her on a nigga, and she put me on a chick. Nigga hit her, and I took her to the virginity, bro. At church convention.
I swapped it out.
Scumbag shit.
That might have been a better scumbag story.
That might have been a better.
That was fire. I think I might have done some foolery like that.
Nah, if you want me to tell you the worst shit I did, like how the shit went left for me.
Left.
That's a different story.
And we're gonna say that for the next episode. Sure, you motherfuckers log in. You bitch you. This is an episode of Scumbag Chronicles. It's the nigga.
Y'all know about him.
And your boy Matt Marl. Fuck with us next time. This shit gonna get better, man. If you don't like it, man, eat a dick on some real shit. And I know that's vulgar and shit like that for the fans, but I don't give a fuck, man.
Man, y'all niggas ain't about to blow our house.
That part. You better not say
T.
that.
T.I. said he going wherever he at. I'm looking for a jet. I'm gonna tell him happy birthday and all that shit. But then let's get this.
He ain't want no problems, man.
I
had to come back just to say, on record, I fuck with Tip, man. Stand by Tip. 50, you was a legend, and I fuck with you, but you not from down here where I'm from, man. And I just feel like Tip is one of the greats. What did you say, Smollett?
I feel like this right here, Tilt, fire, 50, fire.
This is gonna be legendary.
Whoever wanna win more is who is gonna.
You gotta
win.
Pick a side though. You gotta call it.
I'm always riding with the side. When he said, Dre said, we got something to say. Goddamn, my son though.
Yeah, we out for real this time, for a nigga. I'm gonna start cussing. Y'all gonna see me progressively fucking get better. Life is about progression.